Career Corner is a program produced by the Minnesota Radio Talking Book Network, part of State Services for the Blind, and it is recorded for people who are blind or have reading disabilities. You can find complete programming of the Radio Talking Book at www.mnssb.org/RTB, and the password is RTB. Your host for the Career Corner is Ann Obst.
Next, we'll turn to the Working Strategies column from the September 21st issue of the St. Paul Pioneer Press, titled, Lighten Your Job Search Load, by Amy Lindgren. A recent email from a job seeker made me smile. She and I had spent time discussing ways to launch a search so she could break the logjam between her current difficult job and a seemingly impenetrable market. A day after that conversation, she wrote to say that having a plan made her feel lighter and that she had even caught herself whistling. Besides putting an image of Snow White in my head, hum along if you know, whistle while you work, her note reminded me how heavy a load job search can sometimes be. And, like other loads that grow heavier incrementally, job search has a way of stealing into our heads and taking away the lighter moments we used to enjoy. That's not something an advice column can fix for you, but if you've been feeling burdened by your search, these three options might help put some spring back in your step. Make a plan. Since I've described a variety of job search plans in past columns, I won't go into the nitty-gritty details here. But the broad strokes of a job search plan that can provide both direction and some mental relief would include a timeline, daily activities, and some way to measure your progress so you'll know if you've gone off course. But maybe it's too soon to be job hunting. If your head is swimming with variables, such as the return to school question or the possibility of relocating, you probably need to resolve those issues before you can focus attention on a job search, and you are likely to be even more stressed than if you were simply seeking work. You can ease the situation by making a plan for the decision-making process itself. That is, you may need to clear some of the mental clutter before you can see the job search clearly. If that's the case, try modifying that simple decision-making plan to suit your situation and time constraints. First, block off 3 to 4 weeks on the calendar when you will tackle this decision. Then, assign 3 to 5 days to basic research that you can conduct on the internet. Using this data as a launch point, determine your most pressing questions. Now, assign 2 to 3 days to locating an individual who can answer most or all of your questions. None of these steps needs to take days on end, but the reality of family and work schedules may make it surprisingly challenging to stay inside the time frame suggested here. Assuming you've used about 1 to 2 weeks at this point, the final couple of weeks are meant for field work, visiting schools, meeting with people, or touring the city you're considering as a new home. Once you've finished all steps, the only thing left is to choose, go or no go, on whatever it is you've been trying to decide. As difficult as that may be, know that making this decision is likely to be the key to unblocking and implementing the job search itself. With most complex decisions, it's unrealistic to expect perfect clarity. At some point, you need to make the leap with the information you have so that you can move forward with other stages. Attend support groups for job seekers. If planning isn't an issue, you may be weighed down by the job search process itself. Even if you know that you're making progress, it can feel very heavy to keep working at something without achieving your final goal. It doesn't help that job search is essentially a solo operation. Where you might be accustomed to bouncing ideas off of work colleagues, now it's just you and the cat discussing how to compose the next email. There are several ways to look for a support group of fellow job seekers. You can start by checking with your local workforce center or library for their offerings or recommendations they might have, or just plug in Job Search Support Group or Job Club and your city into an internet search engine to see what pops up. Meet with an advisor or mentor. Another way to lighten your load is by sharing it with a job search mentor or advisor every few weeks. This could be a paid consultant, but it could also be a volunteer or free-to-you job search counselor at a community organization, or even a wise friend. By committing to a series of regular check-in meetings, you'll likely find that you keep a livelier pace in your search while enjoying a measure of partnership from your mentor's assistance. If you don't have someone in mind, start your search for an advisor by checking with your local workforce center or by asking the leader of your newfound support group for suggestions. That concludes the Working Strategies column from the September 21st issue of the St. Paul Pioneer Press, titled Lighten Your Job Search Load by Amy Lindgren. I'm Ann Obst.